我想请弟兄们一同来看一段我们很熟的经文。
One of my brothers is just to read a very familiar passage.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter
3我们看第七节
Let's take a look at verse 7
第三章第七节只是我先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损的
But what things were gained to me these I have counted lost for Christ
十二节
Verse 12
且不是说我已经得着了已经完全了我乃是切力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的
Not that I have already attained or am already perfected but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me
十三节弟兄们我不是以为自己已经得着了我只有一件事就是忘记背后努力面前的
Verse 13 Brethren I do not count myself to have apprehended but one thing I doForgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
今天早上我先求主给我有更多的恩典
This morning we just asked the Lord to give me more grace.
能够把我这篇的信息能够讲得清楚一点
That I may speak this message with clarity.
因为我心里头是这个感觉我今天早上要讲的好像不是那样容易的把它发表得清楚
Because whatIs laid upon my heart isn't so easy to express clearly.
我想问亲爱的弟兄们一个问题。
I want to ask brothers and sisters a question.
如果有一天神跟你说
If one day the Lord says to you,
如果你能变成一个天使
If you can become an angel,
你愿意不愿意
Are you willing?
你可以到处飞
You can fly everywhere.
你可以到什么地方都可以
You can go to any place you desire.
然后你很有能力
And you have much strength.
你要把这个挪到这里，挪到那边，你这个动一动，你就可以做出来了。
If you want to move something from one place to another, you just have to move a little.
你是非常的美丽。
And you're very beautiful.
每一个照顾看见你说，哎呀，这个天使好漂亮。
And so every week when we see you, we think, wow, you're very beautiful.
你看从外面到里面都不同。
And so you're different from the inside and the outside.
如果我跟你说神说如果你能够变成个天使你要不要接受这个转变
And if God were to ask you would you like to be an angel would you accept this transformation
你要吗
Do you want this
想想看
Think about this
如果是我的话
If it were me
我想我是愿意的
I think I would be willing
但如果我们再好好来思想的话
But when we truly think upon this matter
如果是个天使
If you were an angel
换过来
On the other hand
神对个天使说
If God says to an angel
你要不要成为神的儿女啊
Would you like to be a child of God
那天使一定很高兴就说了
Then the angel would happily say
哎呦那我就不要做天使了
Then I would not want to be an angel.
我要做神的儿女。
I would want to be a child of God.
那比做天使好太多了。
It is much better than being an angel.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Well, dear brothers and sisters.
我为什么要举这个例子呢
？So why would I raise this example?
很多很多的时候。
Many times.
我们忘记了神对我们是怎么样的慈爱。
We forget the love of God towards us.
神对我们每个人有何等奇妙的计划跟安排。
God, for us, has such an amazing plan and purpose.
我不知道你到底心里头你明白不明白。
I do not know if in your hearts you understand this or not.
我常在这里说的。
I always say this.
神对我们每一个人有神的一个计划。
That God has a plan for every one of us.
我不管人怎么看你。
It doesn't matter how people look at you.
有人说你很好。
Some people may say you're really good.
有人说你不好。
Some people say you're not good.
有人说你很聪明。
Some people say you're very smart.
有人说你很笨。
Some people say you're very dumb.
但是这是人对你的看法。
But these are the viewpoints of other people.
这是人对你的评价。
It is how they value you.
但在神的眼中。
But yet in God's eyes.
每一个他救回来神的儿女。
every child that he has redeemed.
神有一个特别的计划放在他的身上。
God has a special plan for this person's life.
所以我愿意对着在座的每一个年轻人，我真的在你耳边能告诉你。
And so for every young person here, I'd like to speak to your ears.
神对你有一个计划。
That God has a plan for you.
亲爱的弟兄们。
Oh dear brothers.
如果神对你有个计划。
If God has a plan for you.
那神在你身上就做很多的工作。
Then God will do much work in you.
他在你身上为了成就这个计划，他做很多的事情。
And then in order for his plan to be fulfilled, he will do many things in your life.
我看见今天很多的年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Today I see many young people.
有的人没有计划。
Some of them do not have plans.
我不知道你有没有计划。
I do not know if you have a plan.
我年轻的时候没有什么计划。
When I was young, I did not have much of a plan.
但到你年纪慢慢大的时候，你就不能没有计划的。
But when you grow older, you can't but have a plan.
如果你有你的计划。
So if you had a plan.
那你的计划是什么？
What is your plan?
在你的计划里头。
And within your plan.
到底在神这个事情上面有没有在你的计划里头有其中重要的一个部分呢？
Does the Lord's business have an important place in your plan?
我前一阵子我在香港。
I remember when I was in Hong Kong.
我不记得我在这里有没有跟你们讲过这样的事情。
I don't know if I've told you about this.
那如果你们听过，就请你们再听一次。
And so I've heard of it. Please listen to it again.
我在香港对着香港的年轻弟兄们有一次的交通。
One time I was fellowshipping with the young brothers and sisters in Hong Kong.
我向他们提出一个挑战。
I posed a challenge to them.
我说再过五年。
I said to them in 5 years.
你要把自己变成怎么样子？
How will you become?
你先自己坐下来好好想一想。
If you think about this.
你希望再过五年的时候你会是怎么样的一个人？
In about 5 years, what kind of a person will you be?
到底在五年以后你的认为你需要增加什么？
And after 5 years, what is it that you want to increase in?
有的刚进大学。
Some just have entered university.
所以他说大概五年以后我就拿到我的学位。
Some people say, well, after 5 years, I'd like to receive my degree.
那有的已经在大学二年级、三年级的。
And some who are already in the second or third year of the university study.
他说再过五年大概我是拿到 PhD 了。
He says, probably in about 5 years, I'd like to get my PhD.
我说不错。
I said, that's really good.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
过五年你知道你能够拿到 PhD。
That in 5 years you'll obtain your PhD.
再过五年或许你大学毕业。
And perhaps 5 years later you'll graduate from university.
但五年以后到底你能够跟我说你希望对圣经认识多少呢？
But after 5 years, would you tell me you would like to know the Bible a little bit more?
你可不可以告诉我说再过五年能够有多少个朋友因着我传福音而得救呢？
Or would you tell me that 5 years later I would like to see however many gospel friends be saved?
你能够再过多少年再过五年我就能够在侍奉的岗位上能够为主能够服侍什么呢？
And have I thought about 5 years later in serving the Lord, what will I be serving him in?
原谅我。
Forgive me for saying this.
其实是一个不好的例子但我要告诉你。
This is not a good example, but I'd like to tell you anyways.
我年轻的时候。
When I was a young person,
我对主说,
I said to the Lord,
主到十八岁。
Lord, now I'm 18.
我那时候还没到十,还没有到十八岁。
Oh, when I am 18.
然后我就要当翻译。
Then I would like to translate.
感谢主的怜悯。
Thank the Lord for his mercy.
十八岁我站起来当翻译。
When I was 18, I started translating.
然后我跟主说,
And so I said to the Lord,
主你三十岁出来传道。
That when you were 30, Lord, you came out to minister.
好吧30岁我也能够站起来为你讲话。
How about when I am 30, I could also speak for you.
我不告诉你30岁我能不能讲道。
I'm not going to tell you whether I spoke when I was 30 or not.
对我在主面前真的存这样的心。
But before the Lord, I had this heart.
然后我就好好的拼命的追求。
And so I pursued him with all my might.
我不要把我自己抬高起来。
I'm not here to lift myself up.
但我要告诉弟兄姊妹,
but I want to tell brothers and sisters.
如果你有一个计划,
if you have a plan,
如果你知道神对你有一个计划,
If you know that God has a plan for you,
你就不可以无所谓地过日子,
then you cannot just live a life nonchalantly.
那个时候我强迫自己,
and at that time, I just forced myself.
我一年要把圣经读三遍,
that I would read the Bible 3 times a year.
我每个月要读一本属灵的书,
and that every month I would read 1 spiritual book.
不管怎么忙,
no matter how busy I was,
不管有没有考试,
no matter whether I had exams or not,
只要放在我的表上最重要的一项,
I would put this as one of the important things in my schedule.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
你追求不一定可以,
your pursuit might not be successful.
你在神面前有这样的心愿，神不一定给你。
And so then the desire of your heart, God may not just grant it to you.
但如果你连这样心愿都没有的话,
but if you do not even have the desire,
神怎么给你呢?
How can God give this to you?
我看见亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
and so brothers and sisters,
我就希望你知道,
I just really hope that you will know,
我们神就好像个建筑师一样,
that our God is like an architect.
他现在要建造一个非常漂亮的房屋,
that right now he wants to build a beautiful house.
然后就在地上, 他用最重贵的代价把这些材料买回来,
and that he uses the greatest price to buy these materials.
那一个材料一个材料选回来以后,
and then after he selected each of the materials,
他要把这些材料放在这个自己这个建筑物上头,
and so that he would place these materials upon his construction.
我们在座年轻人, 大概你还没有自己的房子的经验,
and so, brothers and sisters, I'm sure you may not have had the experience of building your house.
那有一部分的弟兄姊妹或许你已经有过了,
or perhaps you've had this experience.
如果你有个房子是你的,
now if you have a house, it's yours.
那就不一样,
so it's different.
你去住一个旅馆, 到底你头什么, 床是怎么样, 那个洗手间怎么样, 你不太在意。
And so when you go to a hotel, it doesn't matter how your bed or the washroom looks like.
只要它干干净净就可以了,
as long as it is clean, then it's fine.
但如果只是你自己的家,
but if it's your own home,
如果是你自己要住的地方,
if it's a place that you want to live in,
那你的要求就很高了,
then your requirements are very high.
你的床要怎么样的床,
what kind of bed that you have,
你要睡怎么样的枕头,
what kind of pillow that you sleep on,
你的洗手间的设备要怎么样,
and what kind of design is your bathroom,
那你的厨房要有什么的设备,
and how your kitchen is designed.
我每一个细节你要想, 要你喜欢的才放在里头,
every small detail, it has to be what you like before you place it there.
神的儿子今天在治理神的家,
and so God's son is taking care of his house.
神的儿子今天在建造神的家,
God's son is building the house of God.
我们每一个人都是神家里头每一块的材料,
and so all of us, we are parts of the material.
每一个都在神荣耀计划里面有一部分的材料的人,
we have a portion in God's amazing plan as part of the building materials.
你说神怎么对待我们?
So how does God treat us?
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so my dear brothers and sisters,
我真希望你们在主面前好好地来思想今天我给你的挑战。
I truly hope that you will think clearly about the challenge I lay before you.
我不知道你到底有没有这样的计划。
I do not know if you have such a plan.
我在主面前我常常有这样的计划。
And before the Lord, I always have this plan.
有的时候是能够达到, 有的时候不一定能达到。
Sometimes I may meet this plan, sometimes I don't.
但我在主面前总是有这样的要求。
But before the Lord, I still have this desire.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my brothers and sisters,
可能今天我讲的道你都忘记了。
Perhaps you may forget the things I preach on.
就是我们常常都会忘记的事, 对吗?
And perhaps we often will forget what's preached.
但我希望如果今天晚上你回到家里头,
but I hope that tonight when you return home,
你好不好坐下来,
that when you sit down,
再想想5年以后你变成怎么样,
and you think about 5 years from now, what will you be like?
5年以后你希望自己在神眼中是怎么样的一个人?
And so 5 years from now, in God's eyes, what kind of a person will you be?
然后你好好做一个计算,
then you would do some calculations.
先年轻,你们不觉得时间过得快啊?
And when you are young, you do not feel that time passes quickly.
到你年纪大的时候,你就感觉时间快得真叫人感觉可怕。
But when you are older, you feel that time passes so quickly, it is almost fearful.
我常常这样说,
so I always say this.
如果你有5年的计划,
that if you had a 5-year plan,
你就可以慢慢地算过来。
Then you can calculate this.
然后第四年我要达到什么?
That in the fourth year, what would I like to get?
那第三年我要达到什么?
And in my third year, what would I like to
achieve? 那第二年我要达到什么?
And what would I like to reach in my second year?
那现在今天我要开始做什么?
And so today, what must I begin doing?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你愿意试试看吗?
Are you willing to try this?
我今天早上我在里头还有一个更深的感觉。
And so today, I even have a deeper feeling.
我们看见保罗,
when we see Paul,
刚才我们读哪段经文, 是保罗自己说的话,
and so the passages that we've just read are the words spoken directly by Paul.
保罗他怎么说呢?
So what did Paul say?
他说我只有一件事情,
he said there's one thing I do.
对保罗来说,
to Paul,
他的一生,
his entire life,
在他没有信主以前,
before he believed in the Lord,
他一直有个追求,
he had only one pursuit.
他有一个事情他是要达到, 他心里头知道他存在成为犹太人要达到的目的,
that there was only one purpose as him existing as a Jew.
然后当他信主以后,
and so after he has believed in the Lord,
他就知道作为一个基督徒有一个事情是他一生要来追求的,
that he recognized that in his life as a Christian there is only one thing he must pursue.
我常常说一个人如果只有一件事情,
I often think that if there is only one pursuit that you have, then it would be very simple.
我们现在问题是我们要太多的要求, 对不对?
The problem is we have so many things that we pursue after.
这是麻烦的事哈。
Isn't this a difficult thing?
我是也年轻过。
I have been young before.
我有很多的梦。
I have many dreams.
然后我很多梦都不实际的。
And many of my dreams were not practical.
就是因为我有那么多的要求。
Because I had so many desires.
所以我很多事情都做不好。
And so a lot of times I did not do my tasks very well.
我很喜欢踢足球。
I loved playing soccer.
所以我希望有一天我成为一个 职业的足球员。
So I wanted to be a professional soccer player one day.
那我很喜欢画画。
And I love to draw.
所以我也希望将来我成为一个画家。
So I dreamed that I would be a great artist one day.
我也喜欢数学。
I also love math.
所以我希望将来我成为一个数学家。
So that I wanted to be a mathematician one day.
可惜我从来没有想过将来成为一个牧师。
But sadly, I never thought of myself being a minister one day.
我这个没有在我计划的里头。
That was not within my plan.
我很多零零碎碎的事情一直影响着我的生活。
I had so many various things that affected my life.
但保罗不同啊。
But Paul is different.
保罗他说他只有一个事情。
Paul says that he has only one thing.
他为了这个事情他什么都可以丢下来。
And for that one thing he's willing to lay aside everything else.
他要一直的追求。
And he wants to continue pressing on.
他要得到这个事情。
To receive this one thing.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
保罗是知道神计划的人。
Paul understands the plan of God.
保罗知道神在他身上到底要做什么事。
Paul understands what God wants to accomplish in his life.
然后保罗把他自己一生的计划跟神的计划连在一起。
And so Paul placed his entire life's plan and God's plan and joined them as one.
所以保罗说我什么都可以放下来了。
So Paul says, I can lay aside everything else.
我要一直的追求。
I will need to press on.
我要得到这个神预备要我得着的。
That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me.
保罗到底要得到什么?
So what did Paul want to receive?
换句话说,到底主要保罗得到什么?
Or perhaps in other words, what is it that the Lord wants Paul to attain?
我们如果看腓立比书,今天我们不是来查经哈。
And so if we look at Philippians,
我们看见第一章,
we can see the first verse.
保罗怎么说他?
What does Paul say?
保罗说他希望
Paul wishes that Christ would increase in him.
他希望每个人看见保罗就看见基督。
Paul wished that when people looked at him, they would see Christ.
我不知道你们有没有这样的计划呢?
I do not know if you have such a plan.
今天地上的人希望看见你,就看见你这个放在挂在你牌子上这个 title 是什么?
And so if people are looking at you, what's the title on your label?
但保罗情愿把他所有一切的名头他都愿意丢下来。
But yet Paul, for all the things, all the fame and everything, he decides to lay it aside.
我们不明白保罗在腓立比书第三章里头所描写的。
And so we can understand what Philippians writes.
因为我们不是犹太人。
Because we're not Jewish people.
那如果换了今天,
And so if we were to look at today,
他是在哈佛大学的教授。
An analogy to that would be that he would be a Harvard professor.
然后他是最好出身，最一个最优秀家庭出来的。
And he has come from the most, the best family background.
然后他是最有品德的一个人。
And he would be very well composed.
在人看起来，他一点做错事情都没有。
And so when people look at him, that he would not do anything wrong at all.
他今天把这一切都要放下来。
And so he wants to lay aside all these things.
他不要人家叫他做保罗博士。
And he does not want people to call him Dr. Paul.
他不要人家告诉人说，哎呀，你是一个罗马公民。
Or did he want people to say, oh, you are a Roman citizen?
他这一切都不要。
These he did not want anymore.
他只要一个事情,
he just only wants one thing.
他要基督在他身上能够显大,
he wants Christ to be magnified in his life.
每个人在他身上就看见基督,
that whenever people look at him, they will see Christ.
我不知道弟兄姊妹, 你有没有这样的想法?
I do not know, brothers and sisters, if you have such a thought.
保罗是这样想的,
this is how Paul thinks.
他希望基督在他身上好像个气球一样,
he desires that Jesus is like a balloon in him.
一直的膨胀,
that it will inflate.
一直膨胀,
and inflate.
就好像在一间屋子里头, 如果你吹一个气球,
just like when you are in a house and you blow up a balloon.
那假设这个气球不会爆的,
just say that the balloon will not blow up.
然后你慢慢一直吹的话,
and so as you inflate the balloon,
整个屋子里头就充满了这个气球,
that this entire house is filled with the balloon.
然后这个屋子就把它装不住了,
and so then it cannot, the house cannot even hold that balloon.
然后你看见这个气球就跑到屋子外面,
and so this balloon extends to the outside of the house.
过了不久这个气球就把这屋子遮盖起来,
and so after a while this balloon lifts the house up.
然后这个人在外头开车, 远远就看见这个气球了,
and so then people who drive from far away, they can see this balloon.
这是保罗说基督在他身上显大的意思,
this is the meaning of what Paul means, that Christ be magnified in his life.
开始的时候好像气球一样不是那样的明显,
and so in the beginning, maybe this balloon was not very evident.
但慢慢一直膨胀再膨胀,
but as it inflates and inflates,
然后所有的人都在保罗身上看到了基督,
and all these people can see Christ in Paul's life.
到底 在你周围的人在你身上看到多少的基督了?
The people around you, how much of the Lord Jesus can they see in your life?
如果在你的计划的里面,
if it's within your plan,
你有没有说我希望在我周围的人从我身上能够看到基督更多?
Have you said that I hope that people around me will see more of Christ in me?
还是你希望再过几年以后，我以前不是经理，现在是经理了？
Or are you just desiring that you know, I wasn't a manager and now I am a manager?
以前我不能坐在一个房间里面，现在我有个房间为我准备了。
And so you know, before I didn't have a house and now I have a house.
到底你有没有把这个算在你的计划的里面？
Now, have you ever included this as part of your plan?
然后保罗再说,
and so Paul says, well,
在菲律比书第二章,
in Philippians chapter 2,
他把我们的主他的一生摆在我们的跟前,
he placed the entire life of our Lord Jesus before us.
然后他告诉我们说,
and he tells us saying,
这个世界是何等的黑暗,
that this world is so dark,
黑暗到一个地步,
it is dark to a point,
好像什么都看不见,
as if you cannot see anything.
然后我们是神的儿女,
and so we are the children of God.
我们也好像一个灯一样,
we need to be like a light,
然后把这个世界照明出来,
and to shine in this world.
然后怎么照明呢?
So how can we light up this world?
就是把我们所信的主能够实行出来。
It is so that we can manifest Christ Jesus in our lives.
我们得救的救恩要叫周围的人看见。
And that the salvation which we have received, that others may also see this.
我想起我不要细细的说了。
I believe that I don't have to speak on this with detail.
很多时候我们不感觉这世界黑暗。
Many times we do not feel that this world is dark.
我有时候居然感觉这世界还不错。
Sometimes we think, well, this world is still not bad.
不，弟兄们。
No, brothers and sisters.
世界是黑暗的。
This world is dark.
在这黑暗的世界里面,
it is in this dark world.
神要我们好像明光照耀一样,
that God wants us to be like bright lights shining.
照在这些在黑暗里头的人,
to shine upon all those who are in darkness.
弟兄们,
Brothers and sisters,
有没有把这个也算在你计划的里面?
Have you ever included this in your plan?
然后保罗来到第三章,
and so when you take a look at Paul in chapter 3,
他发觉一个事情,
he discovered one thing.
如果要基督在我身上照常显大,
if it is for Christ to increase in him,
如果我要我自己能够像明光照耀一样,
if it is for him to shine as a bright light,
我大发觉有一个事情对我是一个很大的拦阻,
he's discovered that there is one great obstacle in his path.
如果这个拦阻不拿掉的话,
and if this obstacle is not removed,
我所有的计划, 我所有的希望, 就不能够实现,
that all my plans and all my hopes will not be realized.
这个所有的希望不可成为一个希望而已,
all these hopes that I have would be just hopeless.
到底这是什么?
So what is it?
保罗说这叫做肉体,
Paul calls it the flesh.
难的东西来了,
here comes the hard stuff.
我亲爱的弟兄们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
我们在主面前有计划,
if we have a plan before the Lord,
我们感谢主, 我要把主的丰富, 主的心意放在我们计划的里面,
and we thank the Lord that we can place the Lord's fullness and abundance within our plans,
早晚我们会发觉一个事实,
that sooner or later we'll discover one thing,
在我们一直来跟随主的路上,
that as we follow the Lord in this path,
有一个一定会拦阻我们的,
there's one obstacle,
就是我们的肉体,
that is our flesh.
你不要以为肉体迷津,哎呀,一定是说,哎呀,很多很不好的事情,
and when you think of flesh, you might think, oh, it must be many bad things.
其实肉体的意思, 在人看起来有很多好的事情啊,
in fact, the flesh has many good things about it.
但这些不管是好的事情也好,坏的事情也好, 凡是肉体都是拦阻我们,
but whether they're good things or bad things from man's perspective, it's still an obstacle in front of us. So let's really listen carefully. And so we think that the bad parts of our flesh need to deal with it. And so then somebody might say, oh, you're very lazy. And so, or maybe you're very messy.
你有很多坏的肉体,譬如你有一个罪,你一直都没有好好对付好,
or perhaps there is a sin that you have not yet dealt with,
你的脾气很坏,
and you have a really bad temper,
你很骄傲,
or you're very prideful,
还是有的时候有很多很多这些肉体,你知道谁是不好的, 我们要解决它,
and you think, oh, we must deal with all these bad parts of our flesh.
但保罗在这里告诉我们,
but Paul tells us here,
原来有的肉体是感觉好的,
that there is some flesh that you can think of it as being good.
保罗说,觉得好的肉体, 保罗怎么描写他呢?
And so this good flesh, how does Paul write about it?
他说,我是在以色列人当中,我是便雅悯支派的人,
he says, of the Israelites, I am of the tribe of Benjamin.
那意思就是说,
the meaning is,
他有非常好的父母,
that he has a really good set of parents.
你想想看,
think about it.
保罗的名字叫什么?
What is the name of Paul? Paul's name was Saul.
在扫罗是从哪个支派出来的?
And so from which tribe did Saul come from?
换句话来说,
or in other words,
在便雅悯的支派,
in the tribe of Benjamin,
只出了一个伟人,
there's only one great man.
他就是叫做扫罗,
and his name was Saul.
他就是以色列国里头第一个王,
and he was the first king of Israel.
所以便雅悯支派里头只想到在他, 便雅悯支派坐下来的话,一定想起在他的家里头做一个王叫扫罗。
And so then in the tribe of Benjamin, they would think that from them came one king, and that was Saul.
所以当这个爸爸看见这孩子的时候,
and so when the father takes a look at his son,
他是希望这孩子将来就好像扫罗一样,
he hopes that in the future he will be like Saul,
能够成为一个王,
to become a king.
那个时候整个的犹太人都在罗马统治底下,
at that time, all of the Israelites were under the Jewish occupation, Roman occupation.
就像当天以色列人在外邦统治底下一样,
and so it is that they were being occupied by all these Gentile nations.
我想保罗的父母对保罗有很大的期待,
and so I believe that Paul's parents must have had great hopes for their son.
圣经没有说保罗父母的生平,
And the Bible doesn't tell us much about Paul's parents.
但保罗的一生所描写的，你就知道他父母怎么对待他。
But yet, from Paul's writings, you can see how his parents have treated him.
保罗说，从肉体来说，我有很多好处啊。
Paul says, in the flesh, I have many good things.
如果你说不追求，我很追求啊。
If you say I do not pursue, I really pursue this.
我是法利赛人啊。
I am a Pharisee.
我是拉比啊。
I'm a rabbi.
我是圣经，我熟得不得了啊。
And I know the Bible like the back of my hand.
你知道每一个拉比，他基本上摩西五经把它背过来是一点问题都没有的。
And so for a rabbi to just really know the Pentateuch, it's no problem at all.
因为如果你摩西五经不会背的话，你根本你到拉比根本不可能毕业的。
Because if you do not memorize the Pentateuch, you cannot graduate as a rabbi.
那如果你在加玛利门上受教的话，你的旧约圣经是没有话说的了。
And so if you have been taught at the feet of Gamaliel, then your understanding of the Testament was just up there.
他是全班的第一名。
And so he was the first in his class.
你可以夸口吗？
Can you be able to be more proud than this?
其实好事啊。
This is a great thing.
这是最好的嘞。
This is the best.
保罗说。
Paul says.
所有好的。
All these good things.
是肉体。
Is of the flesh.
不要放下来。
I need to lay it down.
放下来。
Lay it down.
保罗他有一个数学。
So Paul, he has this idea.
保罗是好像像一个会计一样。Yeah, an accountant.
He's like an accountant.
他知道什么叫做赚，什么叫做赔。
He knows what are his gains and what are his liabilities.
Gain and loss.
Gain and loss.
因为你知道英文圣经很清楚。
And so you can see it very clearly.
保罗说如果这个是他赚的
And so Paul can see what are his gains
那什么是他是会损失的
And so what are his losses
以前他以为是赚到的
And so in the past when he thought whatever he thought was gain
什么是赚到呢
What was gain to him
赚到就是我有的比你更多
Gain to him was that whatever I have more than you
赚到就是我有的比我以前更多
Gain is I have more than what I used to have
什么叫做肉体呢
So what is flesh?
就是我在我里头有很多东西我比你就多
Flesh is that whatever I have more of that than you do
我有很多东西叫我感觉很骄傲
I have a lot of things in me that can cause me very
prideful 我有很多很好的事情
I have many good things about myself
保罗说
The Paul says
以前我不知道
In the past I did not know
以前我以为钱是我赚的
In the past I felt that these were my gains
但自从我认识基督以后
But once I have come to know Christ Jesus
哎呀他的会计簿就换过来了。
His bookkeeping is totally different.
以前赚的突然就变成一个 loss 了。
Whatever he thought was gain is now a loss.
以前以为是失去的。
Whatever he thought was a loss in the past.
现在变成赚了。
Presently, they are gains.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
一个真正跟随主的人。
A person who truly follows the Lord.
世界告诉你说你赚了赚了赚了。
The world says gain, gain, gain.
那你的肉体告诉你说你是赚到了。
And then your flesh tells you that you have gained this.
原来在神眼前你是一直在赔啊赔啊赔啊赔啊
In actuality, in God's eyes, you are losing, losing, losing.
但如果你转过来
But if you look at it in another hand,
你要得到基督
That if you want to gain Christ,
你要知道主更多
and you want to know more of Christ,
世界人告诉你说哎，这个人一直赔啊一直赔啊一直赔啊
The world around will say this person is losing, losing, and losing.
但在神的眼前他是一直赚啊赚啊赚啊
But in the eyes of God, you are gaining, gaining, gaining.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你要赚呢还是要赔呢
Do you want to gain or to lose?
保罗说
Paul says,
我只有一个事情
There is only one thing.
以前所有我以为赚的
In all the past, what things were gained to me,
我现在把它看作都是赔了啦
These I've counted loss for Christ.
为了神的计划
For God's plan.
为了神的目的
For God's purpose.
为了神今天把我救回来要达到这荣耀的目的
For that glorious purpose that God himself has redeemed me for.
我要把它丢下
I will lay this aside.
我没有别的事情
I have no other thing.
我只有一个事情
I just have one thing.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Oh dear brothers and sisters.
如果你同意我开始所说的
If you agree with what I see.
你要做神计划里头神有用的一部分
that you want to be a useful vessel in God's plan
你要你在地上几十年不是白白的过去
that all these decades that you have in this earth would not be just used in vain
有一天你站在主的面前主能够对你说你这一生没有白白的经过
And that one day when you stand before the Lord, and the Lord will not say that your life has been passed vainly. And so we need to know our math better.
什么是赚的?
What is gain?
什么是赔的?
What is loss?
什么是叫拦阻我们达到神计划的东西?
What is keeping us from gaining what God wants in His plan?
那是什么?
What is it?
是肉体.
It is your flesh.
我情愿在座每一个你愿意服侍主的弟兄姊妹.
I'd rather that all brothers and sisters here who are willing to serve the Lord.
我们真学会这个功课.
That we would truly learn these lessons.
肉体是拦阻我们服侍神最大的一个障碍.
The flesh is the greatest obstacle to us serving the Lord.
我们每个人都爱自己.
All of us love ourselves.
每个人愿意他自己的肉体受到对付的.
And very few of us will be willing to let our flesh be dealt with.
我们愿意对付人家.
We want to deal with other people.
我愿意对付人家的肉体.
We're willing to deal with other people's flesh.
但从来没有一个人愿意对付自己的肉体.
But there is no person who is willing to deal with their own flesh.
因为认为自己有太多的好东西.
Because we think there's so much good in us.
对啊,弟兄姊妹,
but yet, brothers and sisters,
如果在这个事情我们没有学好的话,
if we do not learn this lesson well,
原谅我说,
forgive me for saying,
你在神的家里头没有用处,
that you have no use in the house of God.
保罗怎么说呢?
What did Paul say?
他说,我不是以为自己已经完全了,
Paul did not think that he is already attained.
我要竭力地追求,
but he will press on.
要得到基督耶稣所以得着我的,
to lay hold of those things for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of him.
这段圣经不知道你们懂不懂?
I don't know if you understand this verse.
不容易明白啊。
It is not easy to understand.
到底什么是基督得到保罗的?
What is it for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of Paul?
到底基督怎么得到保罗? 你想想看。
How did Christ Jesus lay hold of Paul?
基督得到保罗,
Christ Jesus has laid hold of Paul.
就是经过十字架。
It is through the cross
他为保罗舍命,
that he has given up his life for Paul,
然后就把保罗抓住了,
and that he has then laid hold of Paul.
如果基督没有为保罗死,
if Christ did not die for Paul,
如果主没有为保罗缘故放下他自己的生命,
if Christ did not lay aside his life for Paul's sake,
基督得不到保罗,
then Christ cannot lay hold of Paul.
基督还是基督?
Christ is Christ.
保罗还是保罗?
Paul is Paul.
当基督愿意为保罗把他生命倾倒的时候,
but when Jesus, for the sake of Paul, poured out his life,
就把保罗抓住了,
he has then laid hold of Paul.
保罗是这样的心,
Paul has this heart.
主啊,你怎么为我死得着我?
Lord, however you have died for me, you have laid hold of me.
我要学解一个,
I want to learn this one thing.
我要为你的缘故,
that for your sake, I'm willing to die.
然后我就得到你要,
then I may lay hold of all that abundance and fullness you have for me.
换句话说,
in other words, I am willing to die more for you. Then I will able to apprehend more of you.
你懂这句圣经的结构吗?
Do you understand the structure?
但主耶稣为保罗死,
and when, of course, Lord Jesus, when he is willing to die for Paul,
主耶稣基督得到保罗,
then the Lord Jesus has laid hold of Paul.
当保罗愿意为基督死,
and so when Paul is willing to die for Christ,
越死得干净, 原谅我这个词啊, 越死得干净,
the more fully he dies,
他就越得到基督,
the more of Christ he lays hold of.
这是两面的,
this is two-sided.
接受救恩只是不需要努力的追求,
when you receive salvation, it is not something of pursuit.
你用信心就得到了,
by faith, then you obtain it.
但如果你要得着基督,
but when you want to lay hold of Christ,
你就要需要竭力的追求,
that you need to pursue with all your strength.
你就愿意把自己放在死地,
then you're willing to place yourself in the position of death. You're willing to take up your cross to follow the Lord.
你越放下你自己,
and the more you lay down yourself,
你越放邪气的功课, 你学得越深,
the more deeply you learn the lessons of dying to yourself, then the more of Christ will you obtain.
其实结论圣经里头,
this is what Paul says in his word, in these words.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
如果我们要在神的计划里头 成为神计划的一部分，能够给神用的话，
if we want to be part of God's plan and be useful in His hands,
我们必须要学十字架的功课。
Then we must learn the lessons of the cross.
我们必须要学邪己的功课。
We must learn the dying to self.
我们必须要学对付肉体的功课。
We must learn the lessons of dealing with our flesh.
我愿求圣灵在每个弟兄姊妹心里头说话。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to every brother and sister here.
今天的道理谁都能讲。
I believe that these things can be spoken to anybody.
我还记得有一个年轻人跟我说。
I remember there's a young person who spoke to me.
哎呀，你又说十字架的道理啊。
And he says, oh, you're talking about the cross again?
这个我都会讲的。
I could talk about this.
真的。
Really?
二十几岁的年轻人跑来跟我说，又十字架，我也会讲这个题目。
A 20-something young person said, oh, I can speak on the cross.
不在于你能讲多少。
But it's not based on how much you can speak.
哎呀，原谅我说，其实你说你会，实在还是不会啊。
Forgive me for saying that. If you say that you can, you in actuality you can't.
不是光讲的。
It's not purely speaking.
是你有没有过这个生活。
It is have you lived such a life.
今天在这个社会里头告诉我们有很多的权益。
And in today's society, they say that you have a lot of rights.
啊，什么你都有你的 rights, 什么都有你的权益。
Whatever, you have your rights.
原谅我说年轻人，你从小在学校就告诉你说你有很多你的 rights。
Forgive me for saying, but even when you're really young, the school system tells you you have many rights.
这是北美跟香港学习完全不同的地方。
This is the difference in the educational system here in North America versus Hong Kong.
我小时候在学校，我一点 rights 都没有。
When I was a kid, I felt that I had no rights at all.
哎呀，老师要打就打，要罚就罚，你还什么 rights?
And so if the teacher hits or like punishes, you have no right.
现在北美不一样了。
It's different in North America.
我小时候给老师罚站了，对着墙壁站了一个小时，一句话都不敢吭。
And so when I was in school, I had to stand against the wall for 1 hour and I couldn't even speak.
我其实没有做什么错事，我只跟旁边同学说了两句话而已。
I didn't even do anything. I just said a couple words to my friend next to me.
哎呀，你还谈什么 right?
And so what are you talking about with rights?
哎呀，今天到处都是你的权柄权益。
Well, today, everywhere, you have some right or authority.
Oh, 你从小，亲爱的弟兄们，你的老师告诉你说，你有很多你的 rights.
And so even when you were young, the teachers have taught you that you have your rights.
Oh, 现在有太多的权了，这个树也有它的权。
And today, there are so many rights that even a tree has a right.
它种下去，你就不能把它砍掉。
And if it's planted here, you can't chop it down.
它有它的权。
It has its right.
前一阵子在我公司附近，有一些人在示威，因为那个卖那个皮毛的杀了很多那个动物。
And close to my workplace, there were protests because people were selling furs that killed too many animals.
因为这些动物有它的 right.
Because these animals have the right.
然后它有它的生存的 right, 所以你不能杀它。
And they have their right to existence, so you can't kill them.
我不是说你要随便杀，我不是同意这个哈。
I'm not saying, oh, you could just kill any of them.
我要告诉弟兄姊妹。
But I want to say to brothers and sisters.
今天到处都说你有你的 right.
That everywhere they tell you that you have your right.
你有你的权益。
That you have your right.
你有你的公义。
You have your justice.
你能够把你很多事情都讲出来。
That you can say many things.
什么叫舍己啊？
So what does it mean to die to self?
就是你愿意把你的权益放下来。
That means you're willing to lay down your rights.
你能不能在主跟你说，主啊，我在你面前我没有 right.
Are you able to say to the Lord, Lord, I have no rights before you?
我跟主说，我可以做这个，我做哪个？
Or do I say, Lord, I can do this or I can do that?
从人看来，这是我的 right.
From what other people see, it's your right.
但如果你真的愿意来跟随主，
But if you're willing to follow the Lord,
你就跟主说。
And you will say to the Lord,
我愿意接受。
I'm willing to accept this.
有人来嘲笑你，嘲笑你，笑你。
If someone was teasing you or laughing at you,
你很难过。
Then you might feel really sad inside.
你有一个很好的计划。
You have a good plan.
做得非常好了。
And it's great.
然后人说，哎呀，你就不管用，就把它丢在一旁。
And so someone says, oh, don't use this. Put it aside.
你在主面前好好准备一次来一次的Bible study.
And you prepare the Bible study for the Lord.
你希望很多人说，哎呀，你做的真不错。
And you want people to say, oh, what a good job you did.
但如果结果是，哎呀，你说做的那么差。
But if the result was, oh, you did such a bad job.
你很难过。
You must feel really sad.
你以为说，你这些世界告诉你说，你付了那么多的代价，你有你的 right 知道什么？
And so you think that if I paid a price, then I have a right to obtain something.
是吗?
Is that correct?
就是世界的数学。
This is the education of the world.
弟兄姊妹,
Found sisters.
换过来,
if you look at it on the other hand.
主啊,
Lord.
我爱你,
I love you.
因为你先爱我,
because you first loved me.
你爱我，你就从来没有说到你有什么的权益。
And that when you love me, you did not say that you have any rights.
你好好看菲律比书第二章。
You can read Philippians chapter 2 carefully.
我们主就把他所有的rights都放下来了。
You can see that our Lord Jesus laid down all his rights.
他从是神的儿子。
He was the Son of God.
他从走台阶一样一步一步地走下来。
And yet he took one step after one step to come down to us.
每走下来一步。
Every step he took,
it's
as if he laid aside his outer garments. This is my right. This is my right.
然后他一无所有,
to a point where he had nothing. And he was hung on the cross. And then he was able to lay hold of us.
我弟兄姊妹,
my brothers and sisters,
如果我们要得着主,
if we want to obtain the Lord, if you think you can just stand in a high place, is that all?
能够告诉人说,我有这个本事,我有哪个本事,
then you can tell people that I am capable here and there. Can you obtain Christ?
你能够以为说,我有这个聪明,我这个才智,能够在神的家里头有用吗?
If I have this intellect, I have this wealth, are you useful in the house of God?
你告诉人说,我都对其他人都错了,如果你是要这样做的话,神能够用你吗?
If you say that I am right and everyone else is wrong, can God use you?
可能吗?
Is it possible?
保罗说,不可能。
Paul says no.
基督怎么得着我?
How does Christ lay hold of us?
我要用力地奔跑。
I will use all my strength to run and press on.
我一直跑的时候,
and as I press on,
我把同样我一个一个的外衣都脱下来,
that I will lay aside every one of my outer garments.
这是我的 right.
These are my rights.
我是犹太人的 right.
These are the rights of me being a Jewish person.
我是法利赛人的 right.
The right of a Pharisee.
我是读了很多书的 right.
The right of all my studies.
我在每个人都称赞我的 right.
The right of people praising me.
到最后他成为一无所有的人,
to the point where he had nothing.
然后他说, 哎呀,我得着了,基督了。
Then he said to the Lord, oh, I have obtained you, Christ.
弟兄们,
brothers,
今天在神家里头,
today in the house of God,
我真希望看见有些弟兄姊妹,
I wish to see that there are some brothers and sisters
过了隐藏暗中的生活,
who will live a hidden life
为了主的缘故,
for the sake of the Lord,
好像主说的,
as if the Lord says,
天天背起他的十字架来跟随他,
that he will daily take up his cross to follow after me.
我在年轻人当中很少讲的话,
among young people, I rarely say these words.
但我希望你今天早上真把我的话听进去,
but I hope that today you will listen and receive those words into yourself.
十字架从来不是道理,
the cross is not just purely a doctrine.
十字架永远是我们实际的经历。
The cross should be a practical experience.
当你碰见痛苦的时候,
that when you meet suffering,
当你发觉有人对你不好的时候,
and when you come across people who treat you poorly,
当你发觉你的权益受到损害的时候,
or when your rights have been confiscated,
你第一个反应是你站起来要claim你的 right,
is your first reaction to say, I will claim my rights,
还是你在神面前说,主啊,为着你,我要放下我的权益,
or is it before the Lord that you say, Lord, I lay down my rights?
主自己说的,
the Lord himself has said,
一粒麦子不落在地里死了,仍旧是一粒,
unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone.
当它死了以后,
but after it dies,
就结出许多的子粒来,
it produces much fruit.
弟兄们, 你的生命, 你永远把它保守住, 永远就是那么一点点。
And so, brothers and sisters, have you kept your life to yourself, and it will only be a very little life?
当你愿意为主写下你的生命,
but when you're willing to lay down your life for the Lord's purpose,
主的丰富就显明出来,
then the Lord's abundance will be manifested through you.
然后就像保罗所说的,
it is as if Paul has said,
基督在我身上照常显大,
that may Christ be magnified in me.
在这弯曲黑暗的时代,
that in this crooked and perverse generation,
就好像明亮的光照耀一样,
that you will shine as lights before men.
放在玉瓶里头的香膏,
and it's like this ointment in this flask.
瓶子不打破,
if you do not break the flask,
这个香味不会流出来,
then the fragrance will not come out of it.
葡萄不压榨它,
if grapes are not crushed,
不可能成为酒,
it cannot become wine.
橄榄如不压它, 不能成为最好的油,
if olives are not pressed, you cannot receive the oil.
弟兄们,
brothers,
如果你要给主用的话,
if you want to be used by the Lord,
你不可以想保守你的自己,
you cannot protect yourself.
你愿意把自己放在恩主的手中,
that you're willing to lay yourself in the Lord's hands.
就是我们一生要走的路,
this is the path of our entire lives.
我不是说我站在这里讲我已经可以了,
and I don't know if I can say that I can do this now that I'm standing here.
没有,
no.
连保罗自己都这样说,
even Paul himself said,
我没有完全,
not to say I've already apprehended,
我还是努力地一直往前,
but I press on.
就是保罗要走的路,
this is the path that Paul wants to walk on.
就是保罗的一件事情,
this is Paul's one thing.
我真希望,
I truly hope,
我亲爱的青年弟兄们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
今天教会里头很多时候的情形, 你们很知道,
maybe there are a lot of conditions that you know about in this church.
有的人还对我有一些的抱怨,
and so some people have complained to me.
你有没有?
Have you?
你有没有把自己真的放在主的手里?
Have you truly laid yourself into the Lord's hands?
你的手是指着别人呢, 还是指着自己呢?
Are your hands pointing towards others or towards yourself?
到底在你的计划里头, 有没有认真地把主的事情算在里头?
In your plan, have you really kept the Lord's things in mind?
我很高兴林先生说他要到哪里去，他要做什么，里面有很多的计划。
And so I'm very happy when young people say I will go to this place or do that. They have many plans.
但为了神的计划,
but for the Lord's plans,
你有没有好的计算?
Have you calculated this?
你有没有真的把自己放下来?
Have you truly laid aside yourself?
来跟随主,
to follow after the Lord.
但主向每个人心的深处说话。
May the Lord speak to the depths of our heart. Let's pray.
主，我们真感谢你。
Lord, we really thank you.
因为在历世历代，你带着多么的人，多么的人将来跟随你。
That throughout all the ages, you have caused so many to follow after you.
我们看见他们怎么给你使用。
We can see how they've been used by you, Lord.
我们永远不知道他们为你付了何等的代价。
We will never know the price that they have paid for you.
主，今天我们坐在你的跟前。
So Lord, as we sit before your feet,
我们愿意说主你用我们。
We're willing to say, Lord, use us.
主，就求你给我恩典, 叫我能够付那个代价。
That Lord, you would give us grace that we may be able to pay this price.
主，我们不愿意十字架成为一个道理。
Lord, we do not want to be willing to allow the cross to be just a teaching.
我们这何等希望十字架真成为我们的经历。
We really hope that the cross will be our experience.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹愿意舍己每天将来跟随你。
That each brother and sister would be willing to die to themselves and daily follow after you.
主，我们深深知道。
Lord, we truly know.
只要我们将跟随你。
That as we follow you this way,
你在我们当中才有通达的道路。
Then you will have a clear path in us.
你要做的, 才可以完成在我们弟兄姊妹的当中。
That whatever you wish to accomplish, you can fully do that.
主，人不能做的, 求你来做。
Lord, whatever man cannot do, may you do.
做在每一个年轻可爱的弟兄姊妹身上。
Then every lovely brother and sister,
叫他们在年轻的时候,
that while they're in their youth,
十字架对他们不是陌生的,
that the cross is not something strange,
是他们每天都可以学习经历的。
It's something that they can learn from every day.
听我们的呼求,
hear our cry.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.